Watch, Michelle and Barack Obama had dinner plans with Rob Reiner and his wife the night they were killed. By Simon Kent on December 16, 2025. Michelle Obama revealed on Jimmy Kimmel Live. She and her husband had dinner planned with Rob and Michelle Reiner the evening they were killed. We were supposed to be seeing them that night, last night. The Reiners were found slain in their Brentwood home Sunday afternoon. Both had wounds that were consistent with a knife, with reports later indicating their throats were allegedly slit. The couple's 32-year-old son Nick has been arrested by the police as a suspect and he remains in custody without bail, as Breitbart News reported. The former president posted Sunday evening the Obamas were mourning and heartbroken by the news. We've known them for many, many years and we were supposed to be seeing them that night. Last night and we got the news, Michelle Obama told Jimmy Kimmel. She proceeded to indirectly address the current president's statements about Rob Reiner, commending the Reiners as decent, courageous people who were passionate about their family, country, and fairness. They are not deranged or crazed. What they have always been are passionate people who, in a time when there's not a lot of courage going on, they were the kind of people who were ready to put their actions behind what they cared about. And they cared about their family. And they cared about this country. And they cared about fairness and equity. And that is the truth. I do know them. Reiner, who was 78, was known for directing several iconic films in a variety of genres, including This Is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, Misery and A Few Good Men. He married Michelle, an actress, photographer and producer. In 1989, later recalling they met during the making of one of his best-known films, When Harry Met Sally. The couple had three children together, including Nick, 32. Michelle, 68, owned the Reiner Light Photography Agency and Production House, the BBC notes. Reiner was also a lifelong Democrat and prominent liberal activist who frequently spoke out against Trump, describing the president as mentally unfit and unqualified for high office. Trump told reporters the director was very bad for our country, having earlier written on Truth Social that Reiner's death was linked to Trump derangement syndrome, a term he often uses to describe his critics. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, the president's post on social media platform Truth Social said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.